Hello, I'm Keith Birrell from Real General Practice. Real General Practice, preparing you for Real General Practice. The following audio clip is a consultation with Denise, who has chronic low back pain and possible chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
Let's hear it for our GP. A way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.
Anyway, Denise.
I really like this.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. I came regarding pain because the amitriptyline is just not working.
So you're not seeing me about your throat or your
cough?
I
wasn't. But
you're not planning to? Well, maybe we could touch on that as well.
Please.
All right. So you're mostly here because of your pain.
Yes.
Tell me a bit more about that.
You prescribed me amitriptyline. That I help manage it. Start at 10 and can go up to 30 milligrams. After 10 milligrams, I'm still not asleep probably on the night time, but I'm so tired during the day. But I'm a community nurse and I've got to drive, so I've had to stop them.
Okay. So you couldn't tolerate it because of the drowsiness?
I could have slept on a clothesline, so I couldn't go.
Did it help you with the pain?
No. Okay. I'm still dealing with
it. How long did you use it for?
I used it for over a month.
Just remind me about your chronic pain. This is your low back pain, isn't it?
I had an MRI scan and it showed up I've got osteoarthritis in the facet joint.
Yeah, okay. So we've got to think about your pain, but also about your sore throat and your cold as well.
Yes.
Which started when?
3 days ago.
Okay, tell me a bit more about that.
I got it off some little lady far away.
So it's spreading rapidly?
Yes. And I've ended up with conjunctivitis there as well.
Joy. All right.
The joys of having grandchildren.
Oh, God. Okay. Were you worried about anything? Okay. What were you hoping that I would do for you?
Just something for this, please.
Something for your chest. Do you normally need something for your chest?
It usually goes straight in your chest.
Because?
No idea. Every time I get
you're not
cold,
asthmatic,
I
guys.
No. I have got an inhaler.
Okay.
Which I use when I'm like this, but I don't use it any other time.
Did you ever asthma as a child at all?
Never. No.
Okay. And you don't smoke?
Packed in 8 years ago.
Okay. Excellent. Well done. So do you think you might get COPD?
No idea. I hope
have we ever tested you for that?
Yes, I've been on the, I went on the
spirometry thing.
Yes.
And that was okay at the time?
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
When I was like this, just last year.
Okay.
Last year, the year before me.
But it doesn't completely rule it out, unfortunately.
No,
so what treatment normally works for you when you're like this?
Antibiotics.
Antibiotics, okay.
Yeah. And we go to Florida on Saturday, so I wanted this.
Okay, I understand.
Before we go.
Right, okay, so we've...
Because she's coming as well, and she's on antibiotics.
Antibiotics suit you, do they? Not any side effects or problems. Has the doxycycline been okay for you?
Yeah, fine.
So we don't just do that. What colour is your spit?
It's green at the minute.
Okay. Wheezy as well?
Yes.
But in between times, you're absolutely fine?
Yes.
So you don't think you've got asthma, but you think you might get a recurrent chest in the winters with colds, which could turn into COPD.
When I've been on a long haul,
yeah.
I don't know if it's the aircon in the plane.
You're prone to it then.
I'm prone to it then as well.
Deep joy.
So it's, I don't know.
So you're a community nurse. At home, you're looking after.
My mum's in Vegas.
Yeah, okay.
For her birthday, so I've got her for a week.
So a bit of childcare on the side.
Yes. Yeah.
Living with husband.
He's in Afghanistan.
Is he?
Yeah, he works in the British Embassy.
Fine, so you don't see so much of him.
He's home on Thursday, so that's how we'll go to Florida on Saturday.
Brilliant, so we need you fixed.
Yes.
If we can, okay. And we need to think about the pain as well.
And I've got a son that still lives at home as well.
Okay, good. Things okay in Afghanistan?
At the moment.
Yeah. Okay. Stand up for me and slip your coat off.
He doesn't tell us that much anyway. If anything goes off us, I mean, FaceTime or Skype every night. No, I don't want the news.
No.
I go on FaceTime or Skype every night during, I'll say, are you all right? Yes, I'm fine. Nowhere near us. And then he comes home and he'll say, oh, it was right next to me. So, while he's at home.
You cope with all that, do you?
Yes.
Kind of.
Do you know what? I've had 22 years of being in the army.
Yeah, all right. Breathe away. Huff. through there, if you wouldn't mind.
Getting checked.
Getting checked, yes.
Nice day. Go. Pretty good. 400. All right. I won't get you to do it again, because that was a good harsh blow. No pain in your face?
No.
Your nose is not normally a problem, is it?
No, but it's quite blocked at the minute.
No, it's just blocked and snotty.
It's not a year.
Let's treat you as we would do somebody that's prone to getting bronchitis, COPD, possibly in the future.
Okay.
So it'd be worthwhile every now and then, maybe every year, maybe every 2 or 3 years, doing a repeating your spirometry just to see if things are moving in that direction. But you had it last year and that was okay. If you know better in a week's time, well, you'll be in Florida. But then probably be worthwhile thinking about checking you out again. So come see us when you get back, or see a doctor locally, depending on how bad you are.
Let's give you the sorted.
Doxycycline, unfortunately, increases your risk of getting a sun exposure rash, so be cautious about it. Are you okay about me giving you that one, or do you want me to swap you to a different one? Two on the first day after food, then one a day after that. Don't lie down straight after taking it.
I'll take it on the morning before I go to work.
And protect yourself against the sun when you're there.
Actually, it's not too bad at the minute. It's not hot.
Still, you're more likely to get sun exposure rash with this. Just watch out for that. And it can cause diarrhea potentially as well. So we'll call it acute bronchitis. Now, options for you with regard to your low back pain. We could go small with the amitriptyline. So half a tablet or quarter of a tablet might give a worthwhile contribution for you. Or we could use something like gabapentin. But again, similarly, they can make you drowsy too. So, have you got any thoughts?
I'm going to try the gabapentin because I really don't think the...
The amitriptyline
is doing it. I mean, 10 milligrams I'm still taking, the naproxen as well as...
Give this a go. Let me know in a month's time if it's helpful or not, or whether you're tolerating. Just a telephone consultation for that would be fine.
Okay.
We've tried a whole bunch of other options, haven't we? Start low. If you're tolerating it okay, then we can increase it.
Okay.
I've suggested 1 to 3 on a night, but see how you go. And it can cause the drowsiness. It can cause other side effects as well. Most people find that drowsiness or bit of zonked out is the main thing. So I normally suggest it on the night. Hopefully that's a helpful thing for you, as long as you're not too drowsy during the day. If you're drowsy during the day, obviously you can drive. I'll take the amitriptyline off there.
Yes, please.
Anything you want clarifying?
No, I think that was it. Thanks, I just put a repeat prescription in for me.
So chest no better in a week. See you again. If you're more breathless, we'll see you urgently.
Okay.
Gabapentin, give it a go as and when.
Okay, that's lovely.
I don't normally suggest starting two things at the same time because it can be confusing with side effects.
Yeah.
Just in case you had problems.
Well, what I'll do is I'll start the gabapentin
when you're sorted. Yeah.
Right. And then I can go drive. So.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck and enjoy your trip.
Thank you very much. Let's hear it for our GP. Way of looking inside holistically. Bring out the changes with our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusing.